From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Aid is beginning to trickle into Haiti 5 days after a devastating earthquake. The Haitian government gave the United States control over its main airport to help bring order to the congested facility. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Port-au-Prince. He says rescuers continue to look for more survivors.
There are still many people, it's unclear how many, trapped inside the rubble who are still alive. And people say they're hearing them. People are bringing crews in to try to get them out. People are trying to pull them out themselves. This is a race against time at this point because it's been 3 days. And if these people who are still alive in pockets inside the rubble aren't taken out soon, they're certainly going to perish from either starvation or some other cause.
Officials can't say how many people died. At least 40,000 bodies have been buried in the capital. The Interior Minister says the death toll could reach 200,000, which would make the 7-magnitude quake one of the 10 deadliest ever. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is going to Haiti, where she says she will assess the pace of relief efforts and also give a personal pledge from the U.S. government to help out.
We will also be conveying very directly and personally to the Haitian people our long-term, unwavering support, solidarity, and sympathies. To reinforce President Obama's message yesterday that they are not facing this crisis alone.
Bill Clinton and George W. Bush are expected at the White House this morning to meet with President Obama. The two former presidents have agreed to be in charge of private fundraising efforts. House and Senate leaders have wrapped up negotiations for the week without a final agreement on a health care overhaul bill. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
Democratic leaders and President Obama met until well after midnight Thursday night and again Friday afternoon and made what all described as good progress towards ironing out differences between the health bills passed by the House and Senate. But they said they haven't reached any final agreement and don't plan to meet again until next week. Meanwhile, President Obama plans to travel to Massachusetts Sunday to campaign for Martha Coakley, the Democrat who's running to fill the remaining term of the late Senator Edward Kennedy. Coakley is getting an unexpectedly tough challenge from Republican State Senator Scott Brown, who says if he wins, he'll provide the necessary 41st vote in the Senate to block a final vote on the health bill. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Regulators shut down Barnes Banking in Kaysville, Utah yesterday. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is setting up a temporary bridge bank until February 12th to allow customers time to open accounts in other banks. The agency also seized two smaller banks, one in Minnesota and one in Illinois. The closures bring to four the number of bank failures this year. This is NPR News. President Obama today promised to get back every dime the government spent to bail out banks during the financial crisis. He's proposing a fee be imposed on the largest financial institutions, those with more than $50 billion in assets. In his weekly address, the president said if the big banks can afford to hand out large bonuses, they can afford to pay back the American people. The president also said he wants to change the banking practices that led to the crisis to prevent what he called the abuses and excesses that nearly caused the collapse of the financial industry. The Washington Wizards aren't commenting on the future of Gilbert Arenas after the All-Star guard pleaded guilty to a felony gun charge yesterday. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Arenas pleaded guilty to a felony charge of carrying a pistol without a license in the wake of an investigation into a December 21st locker room dispute with a teammate in which both men displayed guns. Arenas had admitted having stored guns in his Verizon Center locker and also that he placed four of them on a chair and invited his teammate to pick one. Though Arenas faces up to 5 years in prison, under a plea agreement with federal prosecutors, the government said it would not seek a sentence longer than the low end of the guidelines. An attorney for Arenas says in a statement that the player has accepted full responsibility for his actions. The Wizards say they are following the ongoing legal process very carefully, but declined to comment further on the guard's future with the team. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
In the football playoffs, the Arizona Cardinals play the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans this afternoon. Tonight's AFC playoff game will be in Indianapolis, where the Colts will host the Baltimore Ravens. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.